today we're going to play lots of Kiwi music because I've noticed that it is New Zealand Music Month, always a great time of year. Of course, any day in New Zealand's a good day for music. There's so much incredible music from that tiny little country down in the South Pacific there. And we've played a lot of Kiwi music in the past. Today we're going to play some older tracks, which we always do up front. We're going to play a selection, small selection, starting out with the great man himself, Neil Finn. It's hard to not think of Neil Finn when you think of New Zealand music. I'm curious what he's doing at the moment. I haven't followed his recorded output the last few years, but we're going to play for you a classic right now from an album called Try Whistling This, and the song is called She Will Have Her Way. Beautiful song from 1999. And some more Kiwi music legends in the first little set here. We're going to play a song from Shehad. Very hard to pick a song from that great rock band, but I've chosen a song from the Ignite album, a later period album. And we're also going to play a track from Dimmer, which is the project of Shane Carter, formerly of the Straitjacket Fits, who are a seminal independent band in New Zealand. So Dimmer was the project that Shane Carter started following the demise of Straitjacket Fits. And we're going to play a track from an album called I Believe You Are a Star. It's a very, very impressive track called Seed. So that's the third track. First up, we're going to hear from Neil Finn, then the great Shehad and Dimmer, and then into new Kiwi music right after these classics. You're on Stranded.
I'm not the only one. you to hell, just as long as you don't look down. We can do it together in some arms. Know that nothing can hurt you now, and I will take. We'll be right back.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Welcome back to Stranded, and attentive listeners would have realized that those first three tracks were from New Zealand, and there's a very special reason for that. It is New Zealand Music Month. I caught on a little bit late this year, but better late than never. We're going to cram in some Kiwi tunes today. Starting out with some classics. First up, we had Neil Finn with the beautiful song She Will Have Her Way from the Try Whistling This album. And after that was the unmistakable sounds of the Mighty Sheehad, and I chose a track, again, very hard to pick one track from those guys, picked a track from the Ignite album from 2010, the song was called Sleep Eater. They have an album after that that came out in 2014, which is pretty good as well. And we also heard there Shane Carter with his project Dimmer, which was the project that he began after the Straitjacket Fits broke up. And Dimmer settled into a four-piece band around the 2007 mark. And over a 17-year span of the band, Carter was the only permanent member. So it looks like Dimmer kind of concluded in 2012, but some great music left behind. Not a huge amount of albums, but well enough. We played one track from I Believe You Are a Star, which came out in 2001, and there are three other albums, the most recent being Degrees of Existence from 2009. I highly recommend checking out Shane Carter's work, both Dimmer and with Straitjacket Fits. All right, now time for brand new Kiwi music. First up, Unknown Mortal Orchestra. They've done big things for New Zealand music. They've relocated to the United States, I believe. We're going to play for you the title track from their latest album. The album is called Multi-Love. And following that, we're going to hear from two brand new bands from New Zealand that I've discovered. First up, The Prophet Hens from Dunedin. Their second album is out, and we're going to play a single from it called Popular People. I've discovered them on the Fish Rider Records label. And then we're going to hear from a great rock band called 71 Sunset, who are on the AAA Records label. And they're from Auckland, New Zealand. So here we go for New Zealand Music Month, starting out with Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
We were one, then we got three. Mama, what if about her, most songs are about her. Sunshine tucked beneath us. Fearing new kinds of mind control and just blaming each other. She don't want to be a man or a woman. She wants to be your love.
hard not to do it. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
I know you saw me on the bus today. When I smiled, you looked the other way. I guess you gotta have your reasons why. Another second lost, another minute dies. Inside, 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 inside of you.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You are listening to Stranded for another week here. Don't forget, you can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com and Twitter at ozstranded. So, Kiwi Music Month is in full force, and we heard there three tracks to pay homage and respect to the great land of New Zealand and the great music that comes from there. First up was Unknown Mortal Orchestra with the title track from the Multi Love album. That's been a huge album. And then we introduced listeners to two great bands from New Zealand. The first one was from Dunedin, and they have an album. Their second album has just been released. The band is called The Prophet Hens, and the single where we played was called Popular People. That's their second album out on Fish Rider Records. And then shifting over to Auckland, New Zealand, we heard 71 Sunset, really cool rock band there, out on AAA Productions. And I recommend checking out the film clip for that. It's hilarious. It's the song's called Inside from 71 Sunset. So, New Zealand Music Month. It's criminal how little New Zealand music I play on this show, really. Every week should be New Zealand Music Week, but there's so much music from Australia and Canada to play. It's hard. So, Canadian music up now, and it's time for an extra special guest, Block Treat. We introduced you to Block Treat last week. Block Treat is an experimental music project out of the Cariboo region in central British Columbia. We caught up with the man behind this very fascinating and innovative project. His name is Brandon Hoffman, and I was able to talk to him following his record release. I went along to, it was a very unique event outside of the town of Williams Lake on a First Nations reserve, a beautiful setting. Let's play for you a track from Block Treat right now from his brand new album, New Adventures in Fucking Up. and then we'll play the two-part interview I recorded with Brandon. Here it is, his block treat.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
So there we had it. That is the lead-off track to the brand new album from Block Treat, experimental electronic project out of the Central Cariboo region, Central BC. So the song there was called Love Through Lies. The album is called New Adventures in Fucking Up, and we caught up with Brandon Hoffman, who is Block Treat, just this last week, and we had a great chat. We're going to play this two-part interview for you right now. And now it's time for this week's extra special guest. I am joined by a Cariboo, BC region-based artist named Block Treat. His real name is Brandon Hoffman. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. Beautiful sunny day. It's a Monday. We're in Williams Lake, British Columbia. Brandon was born and bred here, small town in the central BC region of the Cariboo. And he is an electronic artist named Block Treat. And I had the pleasure of visiting First Nations land outside of Williams Lake for his record release last weekend. How did you feel about the release, Brandon?
I am quite thrilled with how everything came together. There's kind of a lot of murky territory at play getting it together. Like, one, I don't think they'd ever really done music shows out at this place. It's kind of like a heritage village. It's called Hatzel Heritage Village, and it's an ancient fishing spot where they've been fishing for centuries and centuries, like doing dip netting and stuff. And in the past like 15 or 20 years, they've kind of started turning it into like a tourist spot and preserved a couple of the old pit houses and then built a couple of new pit houses in there. So I wasn't sure how perceptive they were going to be about basically some white kid coming in and playing a bunch of music. And so I was just like really gentle about asking, like, hey, I have this idea, I want to do this show. I know it's kind of like secret territory and we don't want to have a bar, like keep it a dry show just and play some like ambient, nice, chill music and get hopefully a really respectful crowd out, and like, would they be open to that? And sure enough, they were really open and like gave us some camping options. So a bunch of people ended up staying the night and like sleeping in teepees and stuff. And it went great. So I was checking the weather reports for the week leading up and we just lucked out. It was bluebird skies. It was gorgeous. And my buddy Sam Tudor opened up the night and killed it. Sounded great. He's another Cariboo artist. He grew up out in Big Lake. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. We played for a solid hour after that, and it was tons of fun.
It was absolutely incredible. Like, just driving into that space was just pristine, picturesque, and what you're saying is quite historical. Yeah, who has done that before? A musical event like that there, this just ancient place. It was spot on. So, to be commended, and I hope that there will be more. There very well might be.
Yeah, me too. I see no reason why they would be hesitant about doing it again. Like, as we were just saying, I couldn't believe it. The next morning, got up to do some cleanup, and there was none to be done. There's a tiny box of empty beer cans, and that was it. It looked pristine. So yep. It's just, like, yeah, I feel, like, incredibly grateful to have just such a respectful crew to come out, because there's, like, about 100 people there in total.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like it at all. It was great.
It was a very unique experience. When Sam Tudor, he announced you as the headliner, he mentioned that you were a sound warlock. That's how he described you. And I hadn't heard Block Treat before. And after you'd finished your set, I was like, that is an apt description. What you do is extraordinary. Listeners of the show know that we tend to play more rock and roll on this show. When I expose my ears to something new, it's always a good thing, and you've done that. How can you describe Block Treat and what you do?
Okay, maybe I'll give kind of like an idea of the evolution. So basically, I've been a huge fan of traditional bluegrass and like acoustic and folk and old-time music forever, especially bluegrass, like traditional bluegrass. At the same time, I've also been a big fan of like experimental electronic, sort of, for lack of a better kind of blanket term, but just sort of anything that's kind of fringy, not necessarily too like technical and like Aphex Twin blah, but like the more kind of emotional and like, yeah, that kind of side of things. And I remember I was just riding the bus out to visit my grandparents in Langley when I was still living down in Vancouver, and I just sort of had this kind of like epiphany moment where I was like, whoa, are two things I should put together. So I already had this huge library of just recordings of me and my buddies just jamming old bluegrass songs just over the years, and I just treated that like kind of a palette to pull from and just started chopping up samples from that. So the first album that I did under the name Block Treat, actually no, this was actually my second one, but it was called Traditionals, as kind of like a take on trying to be kind of tongue-in-cheek onto like taking these like traditional songs and then chopping them up and turning them into something very untraditional. But since then, it's kind of just evolved into less of a focus on like chopping up bluegrass and more just trying to capture some sort of a feeling that is kind of halfway between the acoustic world and the electronic world. So there's still like kind of an overarching sample-based electronic aesthetic going on, but all the source material starts out as acoustic natural sounds that have been chopped up.
Okay. And of course you get the mandolin out as well as you're mixing there. You I guess it's a little bit distorted, effect laden, and that adds something really cool to it.
Sweet. Yeah, that's kind of the way that I found to kind of take the idea into the live setting, because it started out as basically just a bunch of experiments that I would work on in the studio and then never even worry about playing live. Eventually I was kind of spurred on to, it's like, well, you can only do so much, you know, making songs in your bedroom and then chucking them on the internet. So, yeah, I started working the Mando in, and then shortly after that, linked up with a now good friend, Brent Morton, who's a drummer who also has a background in, like, experimental electronic-y kind of stuff. And we have, like, a mutual love for artists like Caribou. And so instantly, musically, we really hit it off. So now he plays drums while I'm doing the effects-drenched Mando and sampler machine thing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I was wondering about him. Yeah, you're like-minded. Like, yeah, but it's probably a rare thing to find that perfect combination. It seemed like a perfect combination.
It gels pretty nice. Yeah. Yeah. He totally, yeah. He just totally picks it up and, yeah, fits right in. He has a project called Drum and Bell Tower as well, and it's his sort of like folky, rocky, one-man band psychedelic thing, where he does, like, when he's playing by himself, he does, like, kick and hi-hat and guitar and sings. But now with, you know, he and I can go and hit the road as a two-man show and have two acts and two people and one car full of gear.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So
it works economical.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
That's great. So this is the current project, Block Treat, and there's three records I think I've found online. This is the latest one, Songs for Fucking Up.
That works. It's called the Exciting New Ventures in Fucking Up.
That's right. I was close.
Yeah.
Really recommend it online. We're going to be playing some tracks from it today on the
show.
Nice.
Right on.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
You just heard there another track there from Block Treat, the new album, and the song was called Hinterland Steez. Block Treat, we just played the first part of the interview we recorded with Brandon Hoffman, aka Block Treat, up in Williams Lake, BC. Let's play the second part right now. In the time remaining, I wanted to ask you about your journey to this point and all the years you spent in Vancouver. It's a shame our paths never crossed, because I did this show at CITR for 5 years.
No doubt.
I was around Vancouver. Maybe we passed each other at a show or something, but regretfully I didn't know you. So can you fill us in on your life down there and maybe some of the projects you're associated with?
Oh, sure. So I went down to go to music school, this little college in New Westminster, and I studied there for like a year and a half. And then they kind of liked me, so they took me on as an intern, and then I just kind of stayed on as a teacher and taught for a few years while I was going to SFU, and then kind of at the same time was playing in a few bands. The most active one was this Afrobeat band called Miami Device, and that was like a pretty solid project for 4 or 5 years, and we kind of got into the festival scene a little bit around the interior BC and on the island, in the Gulf Islands and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I was kind of slogging away, building up my home studio and working out of a couple other studios around like East Van, and then doing mixing and mastering and recording right in my house. And this Block Treat kind of started as really around the time when I started to take on projects that I may or may not have been stoked on, but was like, oh yeah, I need to do work. Most of the recording gigs I landed, I was genuinely stoked on, but occasionally
you gotta pay the bills.
Yeah. So this was kind of like the creative outlet for like, oh, I just want to do something completely egocentric, completely about me, and whatever, I don't care if anybody else can relate to it whatsoever, it doesn't matter, I'm just gonna make something that I enjoy making. And then started checking them on the internet and met up with this cat, Eli Murrow, who runs Jellyfish Recordings, like a net label. And he helped release a couple of the first albums and got a little bit of traction. And yeah, from there it just sort of morphed into this live thing. And yeah.
Cool. Well, highly recommended. And you do get around. What are your movements over summer here in terms of your live show?
Let's see. I have a few festivals. The first one is Campbell Bay Festival on Main Island. This is one of my favorites. Like, not to be a dick about the other ones, but over the past few years of hitting BC, like smaller BC music festivals, these guys do such a great job, and it's just the best atmosphere, so I'm really excited about that one. Smithers Midsummer Festival, which I've been meaning to get to for a long time. That's up in Smithers, which is, not to just sound like over the top grateful, but one of my favorite towns,
right?
Smithers, BC.
Yeah.
Music on the Mountain Festival in Fort St. James, which is super rad. Artswell's Festival of All Things Arts, what's kind of like the mecca of music festivals for the interior BC. And Robson Valley, that's the last one. Robson Valley Music Festival, which is another one that I've never been to, so I'm really excited about.
Well, Block Treat is on the road, new album out. And check it out online. We're going to be playing some tracks right now.
Cool.
Thank you very much, Brandon Hoffman.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
One more track there from Block Treat from his album New Adventures in Fucking Up. And we also heard a track from a project from also from the Caribou region called Drum and Bell Tower. And the track was called Path to Walk, Road to Pave from the Out of Time record. And that's it. We're out of time here on Stranded. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week.